Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt. I will be your GM because I said so. And to my right,
Mark playing Artemis Quinfrig, Esquire, Knife Master Rogue.
Neil playing Jarwin Triot, the Flame Dancer Bard.
Will playing Nath Vindicar, the Snake Wrangler.
Throwback.
Jason playing Tam Westcrown, hoping to find out for the first time in her life what it's like to get wood.
What?
Wow. Wow.
you cooked that one up on the fly, didn't you?
Yeah, about 5 seconds after Will started talking, I was like, ooh.
Curtis playing Ronin, everyone's favorite frog.
And Peter playing Meta, soon to be the only fair maiden in the party.
Tam is far cry from a fair maiden. She's divorced already, so.
So who does that? Oh, wait. Yeah, there's just the two of you.
So, the only fair maiden in the party.
So nothing's changed. So sad.
I'm not sad. Oh. Tam has started this adventure neither as fair nor a maiden.
Fair enough.
Yeah, she was a dude when we got started. Kind of fucked with my head a little bit.
That's easy to do.
God, you're really whoring it out today, aren't you? No, I'm just kidding.
Don't kink shame.
I mean, really, you want to fuck my head? I do have a long tongue.
Wow. What?
The fact that you had to set yourself up for that is kind of loses some of its comedic value.
Nah, I disagree. I'd go the other direction. How you guys doing?
Sleepy.
Yeah.
Late nights.
Doing.
It's early good to mornings. Doing.
Well, it's almost Jason's bedtime.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
True. Yeah, 15 minutes.
That's a very short episode.
Yeah. Sorry, we're going to keep you up, bro.
It's all right. I got my caffeine.
You got your Coke?
No.
A cola?
I got my Kickstart.
Ah. Isn't that gamer fuel?
No. Mountain Dew also makes game fuel.
Uh-huh.
But they also make Kickstart, and I like the way the Kickstart tastes better. And It doesn't leave me all jittery afterwards. And it doesn't taste like somebody just poured a bunch of sugar and ass into a bottle and carbonated it some of the other.
Hey, you know what? I know somebody that can relate to that because he's over here on my right.
Terrible.
Yeah, he often buys these energy drinks, don't you, Neil? And you drink them, and then you bitch, piss, and moan relentlessly about how nasty they taste. But you keep buying the goddamn things.
I don't know about relentlessly, and it's only been the one. Bang energy drink I had, and it tasted like,
sugar candies. And ass was not the right description for that?
No. Sweet tarts and ass, that's what I said.
Sweet tarts, all right. So, little variety there.
Literally tasted, I took a drink and I was like, this tastes like sweet tart and anus. It was horrendous. And then I tried one of those Coca-Cola energy drinks, the new ones.
Oh, yeah, those
Holy
are not.
Holy crap, those are horrible.
I've definitely had worse, but I will say I tried each of the flavors and they are very subpar.
I'm not a big fan of energy drinks, but we got a free new one called Uptime from GoPuff when we ordered, and it's actually not bad.
At least the one we had. Say that again?
Uptime.
From?
GoPuff.
That's what I thought you said. Now, what the fuck is that?
Five times fast.
It's an energy drink. Fucking pay attention.
GoPuff?
Uptime is the energy drink. GoPuff is a, it's kind of like DoorDash, but it's for stuff from a store, like if you needed snacks or drinks for gaming or something like that.
I thought it was a pot shop myself.
But. Me too.
That is kind of the consensus everybody makes when they hear about this for the first time.
In my defense, I thought you were talking about some kind of a smokeless shop. GoPuff.
No. This is, it's like I said, DoorDash, but for snacks and drinks. Mm. Actually, they'll deliver you pretty much anything you could get at a convenience store.
I immediately thought, Puff Puff Give.
You think we can get them for a sponsor now?
Probably not, and It's Puff Puff Pass.
Oh, right. That
Not if you ain't got it, then it's Puff Puff Give, motherfucker. Puff Puff Give, you're fucking up the rotation, man. That's right.
Damn.
Shit. What you stealing boxes for? You going to build a clubhouse?
I don't know what you just said, but it sounded funny.
It's a quote from one of my favorite movies.
Friday?
How did you get fired on your day off?
I don't know. Apparently,
man, you got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I saw that happen once at one of my old jobs. They called this girl in on her day off to fire her.
Wow. Did they pair 2 hours Damn. Show up?
I had a job that someone took vacation, and while they were on their 2 weeks vacation, a certified letter was sent to their house letting them know not to come back.
That's cold.
Did they get paid for their whole vacation?
Permanent vacation.
They did get paid for their vacation because That's it's good. Law.
Oh, man, the Friday quotes are pouring in.
I thought that was the movie you were quoting, but yep. I wasn't for sure.
Yeah, Smokey, you back there?
Damn, Smokey, you taking a shit? Yeah, I knew where you were going with that. Heard it once.
My knee, my back, I want $50,000. But I settle right now for a 40.
I can appreciate that one myself, but, you know, I like beer. What are you going to do? Speaking of cold, wait a minute. Being laid off and being cold. You said certified mail. You said they called her in on their day off.
Yep.
Harsh.
Everybody knew it was happening. Just nobody expected it to happen on her day off.
Oh, predetermined, huh?
Yeah, well, when you're there for a week and a half and you can't even figure out how the rate plans work, you're pretty much going to not make it.
Especially if you, I know there's downtime with that particular job. What are you doing when there aren't any customers?
Oh, when you're in training, you don't even have, like, you're just in training, like, in the back for the first, like, 2 weeks. So mm-hmm. It wasn't even like she had downtime. It was just, you're supposed to learn this shit like you're going to school.
Well, yeah.
Maybe if she had drank uptime, she wouldn't have so much downtime and she'd still be employed.
Brought to you by
Pete's Chicken Ranch.
Puff, puff, and pass.
I don't know who owns Uptime, but yeah, if you want to sponsor us, let us know.
We're game.
I'm sure they listen.
We're all about game.
Who knows? Maybe they do.
You could say we're a gaming podcast.
One time, you know, though?
I probably wouldn't.
I was laid off on Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's harsh, man. I got laid off on Valentine's Day. I worked second shift. So I walked back through the front door, and Belinda's like, oh, you took the night off to be with me. And I was like, yeah, honey.
Yes, I did, because I love you.
That's right.
Fuck that job.
Britt, did you used to work at an accounting firm?
No. No, I've been a...
Okay, everybody's looking at me like I'm in
no,
a dump.
No, no, I know exactly what you're saying. Was your boss named Ebenezer by chance?
Right. Classic stuff right there. But no, this was with... a bread company. That's all I'll say.
I don't know who that bread company is, but fuck them. Yep. That's a shitty thing to do.
They're no longer in business, so fuck them. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Interstate brands. It's not like they're going to sue you.
Right.
Wonder Bread.
They couldn't have sued me because I didn't say their name.
And you know what, Mr. Ananachi? If you're listening, screw you too.
Yeah, Mr. Ananachi.
Yeah, Dave probably listens to the show.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be, what, 70? 80? By now? Yeah. Whatever. No hard feelings, though.
Well, fuck you.
It was always great when you work for the other bread company and Ananachi comes rolling up in, sliding up beside you. Kind of made you feel greasy and slimy. Tried to steal you from your bread company.
Yeah. No thanks.
Sounds like he's the sort of guy who wore a tracksuit and a big gold chain.
On his days off.
Nah, khakis and a black leather jacket.
It's like a car salesman.
Every time I saw him, that's what he had on.
That's ish. I have never seen a car salesman in khakis and a leather jacket, but that is not someone I'm purchasing a car from.
Yeah, brown leather jacket. You know, not the cool black one or anything.
Brown bomber jacket.
No, not even a bomber. Just one of those 70s like with the big lapels and shit.
Knock off members only leather jacket.
Yeah, one of those.
Not even a cool Cordova color, just brown.
Poop brown color.
Wow, this went really south really quick.
Welcome to our new jacket podcast.
Honestly, I can't imagine buying anything from anybody with a leather jacket on unless it's a Harley. So,
you bought a Harley?
No, but I'd imagine that's something that could happen.
No, if you ever buy a jet plane from anybody who's not wearing a leather jacket, you're doing it wrong.
That's fair. But I don't ever intend to buy a jet plane, even if I did have the money.
Yeah, he's more into land travel, you know.
No, I love air travel.
He's just more into land purchases.
I'm just more into the range of money-wise to make land purchases.
No, I was kind of talking about your job, you know.
Oh, land guy.
His former job. Now you're just bringing up the fact that he got laid off. Way to go.
And we're back.
It's a circle.
It's a full circle.
Now you're the jerk.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Now you can write into Shield Bash, the podcast, and trash your boss on the air.
To be fair, that is not what I was doing.
That would be a killer podcast. I mean, be like, hey, just, you know, write in. We'll trash your boss on the air.
Geobashpodcast@gmail.com.
We're going to get 100 emails.
We may even turn them into an NPC and kill them gruesomely on air. if this turns out to be something.
Yes!
Oh, I fucking love it.
So yeah. It's you, Ananachi. I've been waiting to find you alone.
What started as a joke is now a serious thing. If you send us in a story about why your boss deserves to be turned into an NPC to be gruesomely murdered, it will happen.
We like to think of it as justice killings.
ShieldBashPodcast@gmail.com. Find us on Twitter and or Facebook.
Also, if you would like to apply to be part of our legal team. We can't pay you, but you will be appreciated.
Hey. We have an empty chair.
Yeah, you can sit. You can't be in the podcast, but you can watch us record it.
He'll have his microphone. He'll be the guy that's going to add this one. All that little low voice quick thing. This excludes. All right.
The display.
Little exclusion guy.
I thought you were going for like a mush mouth sort of thing.
No, just the fast, the micro machine disclaimer guy. That's who he's going for right there.
They just talk at normal pace, and I could just change that on here. I accidentally did it the other day when I was editing, and it all of a sudden the system froze, and I couldn't figure out why, and I just realized it's because I changed the speed by 3, and all of a sudden everything was like, I was like, oh, fuck, please tell me I can just control Z this.
So you didn't go back to doing any editing since April 1st, or?
I have been busting my ass on editing to get this shit up. And that, actually, April 1st was not even 2x speed. It was like 1.2 or something.
Oh my
like
god.
That. Yeah, and it still sounds fast. That different.
Chipmunks! First time I heard that, I'd forgotten you did that.
I did too. I was like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
I was in the car with Belinda. She about died laughing. She's like, what the fuck is this? That is exactly the words I used when I started listening to it. I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, oh, it's April Fool's. Didn't we have somebody actually listen to like the whole episode?
Yeah, I did.
A fan, like somebody, didn't they write in
the
or something?
The aforementioned, I believe, hold on a second, let me double check. I believe it was the aforementioned Alan Cooper Jr.
Hey, shout out to Alan Cooper Jr. again. Because it sounds like he's a devoted listener.
Does he know any attorneys?
That's a good question. And it makes me wonder, as I sit here and Jason's looking it up, does he like our witty banter, or is he in it for the story?
He likes our witty banter.
Are you sure? I gotta wonder.
Dude, I can't imagine he'd still
we spent 12 episodes at the lighthouse.
Actually, I think it was like 16.
It was a lot. And we're at the lighthouse again.
And to be fair, one combat was
well,
three
wait a minute, wait
sessions.
A minute. To be fair, how many episodes did it take us to get to the freaking lighthouse?
28.
Okay.
And we're about to go back there.
So, yes. Alan Cooper Jr., his exact words were, "Dear God, never do that again." One episode. My response was, "Glad you liked it. The real one is much easier to listen to." His response, "The real one?" I was expecting the chipmunks to end.
That's dedication right there.
I said, "The next one in the order is the actual episode properly edited and at normal speed."
That's dedication right there. You listen to the whole thing.
Because we put it up a couple days earlier than we normally would have.
I know. That's what I was like, oh, cool. The episode's bonus. Up early, you know? And then...
And listeners, we do have plans for our next couple.
Beware.
Yes.
You've been warned.
Oh, shoot. Good stuff.
So, Ghost came on land?
Ghost?
Yeah. Yes, Sasha. What did you see?
Yeah. Oh, Pete wants to get right in this shit. Sasha. Yeah, I wasn't doing a voice for Sasha, if I recall correctly.
No, it was a kind of a Hungarian accent.
No, I don't think so.
High pitch, though.
It's high pitch. Hungarian accent.
No, I really don't think so, because, yeah.
I guess we should do a recap.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Fucked up. Yeah.
In a world filled with dryads.
Go ahead.
We hit on a tree last episode.
Yeah, we came across a dryad, and almost everybody in the party was hitting on it, trying to get some wood.
Half the party.
Yeah, well,
half the party.
To be fair, the important part was that Jarwin and Sasha are finally reunited.
And it feels so good. We found Thank out you. Where the ducktail rock is. And made it back to our group, and we told Pezcock that the dryad is around if he needs to talk to anybody, and it's straight east of his position, which is north of where she's at.
So, spoiler alert, listeners, it's not to the east.
So, yeah.
They just told Pezcock that. Because they're bitches.
And then Sasha says...
Wait. So, you think Pezcock needs a counselor?
No.
No, that's the way I interpreted that.
No, they didn't want Pezcock anywhere near the dryad.
No, but I mean, Meta said, hey, if you need somebody to talk to.
No, it was Tam no. who, or, yeah, it was Artemis.
Oh, it was Artie.
That started it, and
it's
then
been so long.
Tam and Meta confirmed that it is due east of his current location.
Yeah. And he has somebody to talk to. He's got Wilson.
Wilson, exactly.
They were Pezcock blocking.
Yes.
Oh.
But wow.
Hit that symbol over there, will you?
That's bad.
Damn.
It's too far.
And then,
I have short arms.
Sasha said that the ghost people came on the shore and talked, and that's where we
landed. One of them did.
One of them, yeah.
Yes.
So, Sasha, what did it have to say?
Which brings us to now.
We all stand riveted, wide-eyed, waiting the words that will soon come.
Darwin doesn't have wide
filled
eyes.
Filled with beaches.
That sound like this.
One Sasha stands alone.
And we're all amazed. Jaws open.
As the ghost exits the water.
Ears propped up.
Tam, trying to keep her eyes lids open because she's really tired.
Heart's pumping.
All right, my nipples are getting hard. Hurry up. Time.
Brent's turning red.
Pink.
Heart's jumping and bumping and beating in time.
Brent, do you need Kurt to give you mouth-to-mouth?
No. Please, no.
Not that. Anything but that.
We await with bated breath.
Please.
Apparently she found some of the jungle weed.
It's the good shit too.
Puff puff give, motherfucker. Man, that shit confused, man.
Okay, for real this time.
Mr. Decision Dice, was the weed really good? Yes.
Yes, yes it was.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Peach Chicken Ranch.
And Puff Go.
Puff, puff, give, motherfucker. Damn, you're fucking up the rotation.
She says, yeah. It was a terrible night. The ghost came right up to me.
All right.
It was so frightening.
Was he horny?
And then,
this must have been during the thunderbolts and lightning.
Very, very frightening. No.
Mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go.
Beelzebub has a foot for the side for me, for me, for me.
Brett, aren't you glad you cut back on the drinking so as we can get you done this episode?
That's right, listeners.
He's giggling more being sober than he ever did when he was drunk.
This time, you have the whiskey-free Brit.
So tell me, Sasha, was he horny, the spirit?
Kinda. He must have thought I was somebody else because he kept calling me Ishimara. Ishimira?
Is it the arson name?
Spell it.
No, I don't know. Anyway, he finally figured out it wasn't me, and then he tried to claw me with his hook hand. So I ran away, and I ran away, and I kept running.
I ran so far away.
I had a bad hair day. Sorry.
And eventually he stopped chasing me. And then that woke everybody else up. And they can tell you whatever they saw. It was so frightening.
Okay. Well, what did you guys see that was important?
What was the name that you were saying?
Asamara.
A-E-S-A-M-A-R-A.
Okay, thanks.
Asamara.
Asamara.
No, writing number of some syllables, but yeah, no.
My, woo!
Doesn't work.
Samara.
It doesn't work. I'm telling you. So anyway, that's what she says.
So the rest of you, what did you see that was important?
all
I have you seen my ghost of love? My ghost of love. I lost her quite some time ago, Shamara.
I like that better.
Yeah. Good work.
It just popped in my head. Kind of like the Fridays. Sorry, go ahead.
So, Jask says, oh man, by the time I woke up, she was well into the trees.
Did you see the ghost chasing her?
I did see the ghost, man.
What did it look like? I mean, it had a hook hand. We heard that.
Yeah. And if you check your phones right now, you can see the picture I sent you.
Very good description.
A ghost pirate, yeah. Yeah.
With a hook hand.
Yeah.
And blue glowing flames from the eye.
So you saw this thing, and you stood around to talk to it.
And his name is Captain Kink?
I knew he was horny. Kinkarian.
He was a hooker.
A dirty pirate hooker.
At least a dead one. A one-eyed dirty pirate hooker.
One-eyed... No, that
no.
doesn't...
No, yeah. No, no, no.
We did that last time, didn't we? Never mind. So, that's what she describes to you. That's what Jask describes to you. Gellick? He thinks the thing was fucking huge, but, you know, he's Gellick. He's kind of short. Jask will tell you, once she got far enough away, the thing, it stopped. And it went back to the sea.
Which direction did it head? Do you know what part of the surf it was at?
Well, it was roughly north and east of the crab.
Alrighty, so we need to rest anyway. Rest and then get up tonight and see if we can catch him. Or talk to him.
Maybe this guy's a friend of Pescox.
Personally, I'm probably just going to sleep. If it shows up and one of you wants to wake me up, I'll happily investigate. But I'd really rather just get some sleep. Well, we're going to have to get going in the morning. After that, it's Pescox's problem.
We've got plenty of time. I mean, until sundown. And usually ghosts don't come out till dark, right?
Well, here, they always come out in the surf at night.
Freaks come out at night. Boom, boom. The freaks come out at night.
Boom, boom, boom. I personally have just kind of been assuming that they are the souls of those who died in shipwrecks in this area, but, you know, it could also just be a weird trick of the light. This is a very strange island. We've tried to go out there before. Nothing really seems to happen, but we don't go too deep.
I'm leaning towards the ghost part, so I think I shall also get some shut-eye. If we're going to go ghost hunting tonight, we need to be awake.
I'm with Tam. If it happens to come at night when we can deal with it, then yes, I say we deal with it, but otherwise, why provoke it?
That seems fair.
Can one of you three that's been here take watch so that we can get some rest because we've had a really hard couple of days?
No problem.
Excellent. Wake me around, you know, midnight.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'll get up with Meta and...
I assume unless, that's more than 8 hours from now.
Unless the ghost comes sooner.
I was going to say, actually, Sasha, what time did you see the ghost, roughly? Was it before midnight, after midnight?
That's a good question. My best guess is it was around 2 or 3.
All right. Going to lay down for a while.
Tam's actually going to stay up for a bit and journaling and then go to sleep closer to the evening so she gets back her circadian rhythm.
Okay.
Meta's going to go ahead and go to sleep now.
Okay. Trying to figure out what time it actually is. Game time.
I don't know. Hopefully the rest of the non-participating comrades are packing up what little supplies they have to travel in the morning.
Now, did you tell them what's up? I forget.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Nath will study the snakes for a bit before going to bed.
I figure it's probably a little afternoon because we left right after dawn from the lighthouse. We got sidetracked by the dryad. And then we came directly here, so...
Right,
we
probably so left the lighthouse around, like...
What are we looking
eight,
at?
9 in the morning.
Probably.
That sounds right.
There it is. From there to there, yeah, you're looking at maybe 8 miles. So, yeah, even through the jungle, it's not going to take you too long. So, yeah, it sounds about right to me. So, pleasant dreams. And then Jask and Gellick will take the first watch. Well, no, they're going to split it up. Jask will take first, Gellick second, Sasha third, because they both know she's got things to do.
Don't forget, there's also a Shiru.
And then a Shiru, fourthly. Yes, yes. I'm not going to lie, I kind of almost forgot about a Shiru.
He's so quiet.
He's so quiet. So I said Jask was first, and then...
Jask, Gellick, Sasha, Ishiro.
Sasha, and then Ishiro.
Asleep in the trees.
Here's what I'm going to do. Hiding frog in the trees. Anybody else going to tell me what's up?
Meta's sleeping on the beach.
Beach? Not in the crab?
No.
Come on, it's so cozy in there.
I'm sleeping behind the cool doors.
Those got left.
Yeah, those are...
No!
Yeah.
The double doors.
Elsewhere.
Damn.
Broken and left behind.
Yep.
Well, I will sleep between the trees, wishing that I had a cool door.
Tim's probably going to sleep outside, because I imagine the Crab Shack is probably full at this point with the non-participating comrades and Pescock. So
it's it's a big shell.
Yeah, but she would presume, and so she would probably just somewhere near the entrance, but outside the doors, she would sleep out on the sand.
Okay.
Nath would also sleep on the sand.
So three for sand, two for trees?
Jarwin and Sasha would definitely be in the forested area.
I figured as much.
The opposite area where Ronan is.
Yes. Very far away from Ronan.
I figured that as well.
Why the trees? Do you want to admire the wood?
That's Sasha's job.
Oh, that was what you'd call a set and a spike. Just saying. Do have this thought, though. Those of you sleeping outside of... Oh, wait, that's everybody. Remember all the Eurypterids and crabs and all that stuff? That's why we really want to sleep out in the...
Yeah, that's why we got people watching.
Okay.
And also, again, a presumption that the giant crab that people think is real, that we from... was like, I think we were like 100 feet away and we still thought it was real, would probably intimidate the local fauna to stay away.
All right. I just wanted to follow that logic a little bit, but yeah.
We also tend to blow them up as soon as they arrive, so.
There is that.
All right. Why this time he's sending 30 of them at us.
And they have levels.
Yes, class levels.
They're all barbarians.
The anti-paladin crabs.
And Richard Ranger.
They're all chained summoners. They all have they all have crab pets.
Crab sorcerer.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
That's clearly a bird.
Kill the bard.
Hide behind the pile of dead bards.
I love that.
How many of those did you make? 50.
I can do this all day, asshole.
Time passes slowly. And let's see, we said Jask and then Gellick?
Yeah.
Okay. So when Gellick is on watch at some point, first thing he does is he goes to wake Jask because he's closest, I'm just going to say. And then Jask, once he's coherent enough, so, you know, 20, 30 seconds, okay, he notices what's going on. And Jask comes and I don't know who's it's probably Tam, actually. He'll probably go to Tam first and say, hey, wake up, there's stuff happening. And off to the shore side, he notices that one of the bright, well, not necessarily bright, one of the lights that we know are ghosts has come ashore.
What time is it?
It is roughly 10, so a few hours of darkness, and this one is down the shore a bit, but it's walking your way. Pardon me while I draw a map.
So I checked out that GM Shared Prep website you guys told me about.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it is very useful, especially they got a lot of stuff on there for Bonekeep.
Sweet.
Excellent.
Magic item handouts, cheat sheets, and tracking sheets, and all this other stuff. It's saved me a lot of time from having to build it all myself, that's for sure. Surprisingly, they didn't have anything on there for Broken Chains, but...
What's Broken Chains?
That's the module I'm going to run.
I don't think a lot of people have played that.
Well,
for whatever reason, it looked like it's a cool module to me.
I will say, like, I was reading it up, and the description does not do justice for how intense it kind of gets, because the things that you discover. I was talking to Will about it, because he's going to play it at Farmageddon on Friday, and I told him, I was like, if there was a child sitting at my table, I would ask them to find a different game, because I would not want to run that for anybody
under
13. Yeah.
Is it brutal, or?
It's the content of it. It's not that it's a difficult game. That's whatever, you know. I'll kill the kid's character, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially obviously. if it's a kid like what we ran into at Lexicon that first year, like but it just the content of it gets really kind of, even as an adult, I'm just like, that's kind of gross and weird and disturbing, and I don't like this. It's not like Lovecraftian, but it's like Saw level weird.
Oh.
All right, Mr. GM, what are we looking at here? Which side's the water?
All right. To your... Oh, wait. It's turning.
Is this the water?
That's water.
Okay, so the blue piece equals water.
Blue water.
This is blue.
Yeah. The space in between is sand, and the space over here where we have...
Ronan.
And Jarwin. And... Wait, I didn't dig out Sasha. Sorry.
It's okay. He's digging out Sasha.
Snap. Artemis, or just beyond the tree line, and to your east, actually, heading your way, is this apparition.
He's very fancy.
I painted it myself, thanks. As he gets closer and closer, he's calling for his Ishimara. Ishimara, where are you? And he keeps walking.
Just tell me when I can act.
And he keeps walking. It's fine. You can act anytime you want now.
Okay, well, Tam would stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Reach into her bag,
mm-hmm.
Pull something out, and everybody else would hear clink, 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 clink.
So you're gonna wake up camp? Is that the way?
Yeah, when the ghost daddy comes this way. Yeah,
ghost daddy, you wake everybody up.
This is not a thing Tam feels prepared to deal with either diplomatically or violently.
Sortomatically.
So I guess Meta would wake up.
Sword.
What's going on, Tam?
She just points to the glowing figure like 30 feet away.
Oh, he's back then, huh?
From outer space, yes.
Dear sir, hello there. Can we help you?
You're not my Ishimara.
That could be. What's an Ishimara?
My beloved Ishimara.
What can you tell us about Ishimara?
You mutinous dogs. You're hiding her from me.
No.
Are you sure?
Quite sure.
Okay, then, bye.
What does she look like? Perhaps we've seen her.
I long to see Ishimara again. Her hair the color of the setting sun.
So green?
For you, maybe. Colorblind?
Dick.
How long have you been looking for Ishimara?
It seems like an eternity.
Where did you see her last?
On board ship.
What ship, mate?
Why, the Brine Demon, of course.
And where is the Brine Demon now?
It's to the east, I believe.
We could help you look for her.
I'll have you know, and Tam stows the triangle and pulls something else out and puts on an old coat and hat and goes, I'm something of a captain myself, so... I would be, if you yourself, you have a similar appearance of a captain, I would presume you are one, yes? And if you are, I'd be happy to help captain to captain.
Indeed. I'm Captain Kinkarian.
A pleasure to meet you. I'm Captain Westcrown. And these are my friends.
Roll a bluff.
Can Meta aid her?
Yeah, can Artemis help? Because he'll go, all right, Captain, we're here for you.
Sure, Captain.
Yeah. Do it, do it.
Let me ask you a question. Have we gotten our 8 hours of rest?
7, 8, 9, 10. Wasn't it 7 you guys bunked down?
Oh, Meta bunked down early.
It was at like noon when Meta was like, I'm going to go to sleep.
Okay.
I don't remember exactly what time we got here, so.
Sorry, my memory's second shortest thing I got. The number 7 is in my head, but if I'm wrong, tell me now.
Well, I remember I said that I thought we got back about
noon, right?
About noon. Well,
okay.
She and I laid down, Meta and I laid down immediately. Tam and Nath, they stayed up for a little while reading and snake milking and stuff like that.
right.
And so, I mean, the latest they would probably be asleep is 1 or 2, so by 10 they'd still have 8 hours.
Okay. Well,
I will also point out that the rules don't say anything about sleeping for 8 hours, they just say resting.
Resting, yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. In that case... Okay, I'm going to activate both. I'm going to use both inexplicable luck. This is before the roll, so it's +8. And I'm going to be inspired, which lets me roll twice and take the highest.
Okay.
Roll two ones.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Well, this is a bit of an issue. I am trained in bluff, which means I don't take the negative two, but I've got normally a plus three, and it looks like I've got one, two, three aids, so that's plus nine, plus the eight from inexplicable luck. That's going to be plus 17, and I roll twice and take the higher.
You rolled a fourth one.
Nice.
Good job, Will. Thanks for taking one for the team.
Might want to change 20s.
Oh, I did.
Again.
Those three different dice.
I did.
Welcome to my world.
I got a 25.
All together or total?
Yes. Ouch.
Okay. So with the
25. Yeah, not a great roll.
25. Nah, he bows halfway and says, "It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance. Have you seen a lovely lass of red hair anywhere around?"
Not the one that you're referring to. We there is one in the camp, but it's one you apparently met the other night and determined was not it. And, like, she ran off because of, you know, she was frightened probably by your devilish good looks.
Oh, yes, I remember the treacherous wench. So sad. So beautiful. But not my Aishamira.
No, but we'd happily go look for your Aishamira over to the east upon the devil's brine, was it?
The brine demon.
The brine demon. My apologies. The brine demon.
Yes, get it right.
Certainly, we would be happy to help look. How would we contact you if we find her?
Oh, I will know.
Would you like to show us to your ship, Captain?
You sounded like Sulu there for a second. Sorry. So he goes.
Otherwise, the ocean's a big place.
Wait, what are you guys doing? Are you offering to?
We're offering to have him take us to his ship so that we can help him begin to look for his Aishamira.
Aishamira, yeah. It's all about the Aishamira with this guy. He'll go, my ship rests to the east, and he points, and he fades away.
Well, that was kind of anticlimactic.
Ronan! What?
You fucking Pharasman useless piece of crap. We just dealt with an undead. Where the fuck were you?
Did you kill it?
It's probably best that he didn't wake up because he would have had to kill it.
No, it's undead spirit. Of course, we didn't kill the undead, nor could we destroy its body. If any of us were going to have that ability, it'd be the priest of Pharasma.
Oh, it's right over there in the trees, sleeping. What?
Well, she rang the triangle. I mean, how did you not hear that? It was like really loud. Clang, 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 clang.
I know you were sleeping in the trees. That's why I'm kind of upset with you.
No, I was rather tired.
Did you have earplugs in?
No.
No, I was getting a handy.
You know, I was waiting so I could finally mark off my uses of inexplicable luck and inspired so as I could have those abilities back and then just found an immediate use for them already so I don't even have to change any of my notes.
It's fun how that works.
Yay. I feel good using them there, though.
That's probably good timing. Yeah.
Your bonus is what I rolled.
Hey, it is what it is. I 8 charisma. I'm not good at bluffing. Mm. 1 rank.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Tam should have not been the one who ended up in that conversation. You know what? I got to use my fancy disguise kit, a.k.a. the ratty, nasty clothes that this guy apparently is totally convinced by.
Hey, it works.
I promise I won't pull a muscle patting myself on the back.
GM, could he have been sexually attracted to me?
Possibly, but...
Then I would have had 19.
But if I recall correctly, your hair is not red.
No.
Yeah.
But prestidigitation could have made it that way.
Dude, he's got a type.
So, was this guy's first name Justin?
No.
I think I have the market. Well, no, maybe not. Justin is married to a redhead, yeah.
And shout out to Justin. Yeah. No?
So... Shall we head to the east, then?
Yes.
Why don't we sleep until, like, dawn and then go? I don't think he's coming back tonight.
I'm good. I've had plenty of rest.
Yeah,
it's
me too.
It's the middle of the night.
Is that a problem?
The best things happen in the dark.
That's what my mom always said.
Let's make this easy. Who wants to go now?
Me. All well.
Who wants to wait till morning? Okay, this is an audio medium. Let's all... Tam wants to wait till morning.
Jarver wants to wait till morning.
All right, well, we'll need Nath and Ronan's opinions.
Nath wants to go now.
Ronan?
What's the majority? Go now?
Actually, right now, it's kind of split.
Up. It's tied if you say go in the morning. It'll be 3-3.
Yeah, we'll do even odds.
Meta's okay either way.
Let the dice decide.
We call upon the dice.
I mean...
Actually, where's the eight ball at? Let's use that.
There's really no rush here.
Nath has it.
The guy's dead. He's been waiting a while for this redhead. All we gotta do is find her and kill her so she can go visit him, right?
You didn't even want to come back to the crab, and now you...
But maybe there's treasure on the brine deal.
Oh, I hope there's treasure.
See, now she wants to go.
No, I want to go in the morning.
Do we go now, or do we go in the morning?
How are you going to ask it?
That's yes or no questions on an eight ball, champ.
Yeah, good job, buddy.
I'm just, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm going, okay, these guys were talking about Puff Pop Pass. Now they're talking about eight balls. Right, I don't know all what right, the hell's going right on with this podcast.
I'm going to re-ask it.
Magic eight ball.
Try a
do
yes or
you
no
think
question
we
aside
should go now?
Do you
it says ask again later.
Where's the decision die?
Demon.
I guess that means we're going in the morning. We said ask again later.
There's the decision die. There, Kurt. Try that.
It's, all right. It's way more gooder.
Do we go now? It says I can't say now.
I guess we're going later.
Yeah, I think that means in the morning.
I guess we'll I think that means morning, we're going man in the morning.
All right, fine. Back to sleep.
Look, I'll say this, like, mechanically, I know we're all rested. We could go, all right? But, like, logically, I don't think Tam would want to trip through the jungle in the middle of the night when she can barely see.
Most
you know
likely going to a shipwreck.
Yeah. Like, yeah, let's wait till morning.
Oh, all right, I'm on back to my tree.
All right, you guys get some rest. I'll keep watch, and she'll get out her little holy book of Apsu and start reading.
Just, Apsu is great. Apsu is the best 7,000 times.
Well, what's your book say?
Apsu is awesome.
Whatever I write in it.
Then what do you read?
Right now, nothing. All of my books went down in the Genevieve.
Would you like to borrow mine?
No, I'm going to go back to sleep. This is my excuse for why Tam doesn't have all the things that a Pathfinder and or noble woman would have, is lost them in the shipwreck.
So you sleep.
Meta stays up.
And dream of large women.
What?
Oh, maybe not.
You mean Tam?
Amazons.
No, it's...
Yeah, we know. Princess Bride quote.
Yep.
Sleep well. Dream of large women.
Yep. You get up in the morning. Galax has got some fish on the frying pan. Offers you breakfast.
Purify food and drink.
Fair enough. What do you do?
Try to engage Ishiru in some level of conversation.
How do you do it?
Hey, Ishiru. How are you doing?
Hey. I survive.
Well, that is beneficial.
So far.
How are you enjoying your time on the island?
I've got this nice tan I've been working on.
Fair enough.
Riveting conversation.
Do you know anything about construction, you know, or like fixing things?
Like a lighthouse, for instance.
Like medieval siege weaponry, maybe?
He just kind of looks back and forth between all of you.
Maybe some masonry skills.
You know, fixing items, not like you did with the Red Mantis.
No, he worked for the Aspis.
Oh, that's right. Good. Good for you. They're a much better breed.
The Red Aspis.
I agree. I did work as a laborer as a young man. I can move, I can work, I can set stones.
That's good, because we're going to need a lot of help at the camp where the lighthouse is at.
So you found the lighthouse?
Yeah, so yeah. We told you that yesterday.
Oh yeah, I slept since then.
Let me guess, this memory is the second shortest thing.
Third, actually.
He's got a tanto.
Yeah, again, you don't talk much, guys, sorry.
So, what's the plan? Since we now apparently have a obligation with a ghost, are we going to let them stay here for another day? Do we want to try and give them directions?
Lighthouse first.
I say we give them directions. They seem capable enough.
I say we go to the lighthouse first, start building shit, and then tonight or tomorrow night or whenever we can, or day, whatever, we can go look for the ship.
But the shipwreck, he said, is right there to the east.
Yeah, we don't know how far.
Here.
We don't know how far east, though.
Well, it's less distance there now than it is from the lighthouse.
The point when we start building is going to take 3 weeks or longer to make the lighthouse to be functional. The longer we put that off, the longer we're going to be stuck here.
So then we send them.
No, we all go.
With a map.
We set up camp. We start building, and then we go.
It's going to take like a half a day at least to get there,
man. I think we can all agree that we want to get the lighthouse construction started as soon as possible, yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I guess the real question is whether or not we go with them or we give them directions.
Pezcock, do you know where the lighthouse is at, right?
I was going to say, does Pezcock know where it's at? If so, we could send him to guide them and then he can come back home.
Exactly.
Well, we should also ask them what they want.
Like I said, Pezcock, do you know where the lighthouse is at?
Well, I think you told me yesterday it's to the south.
Yes, most of the island is to the south, though.
That's right.
Thank you, Pescock. So, no, he doesn't know.
Also, I don't think that leaving these individuals alone to travel would be a good idea, since the last time they encountered anything on this island, one of them died.
But that was when the cannibals killed them, and the cannibals are all gone, at least most of them.
That specific threat is, yes.
Well, let's split up, gang. We'll send a couple of us to escort them to the lighthouse, and the rest of you can go wrangle ghosts.
There you go. We could have Ronan and Jarwin take them to the lighthouse, the rest of us can check out the DuckTales.
Ronan goes with you guys.
And the ship.
All right, well, let's just do a simple vote. Who wants to escort them?
Jarwin.
Who wants to simply give them directions?
On for that.
I think they're capable enough to follow simple directions.
I don't.
Okay, well, and she's also included, like, she will ask Jask and Ishiru and Gellick and Sasha what they want.
We also need to start getting the building going, and we all need to be there for that.
Do we?
Yeah.
Ishiru said he has experience.
Yes, okay, cool. One person's going to lay this shit? No. We all need to get there to set stuff up.
He'll guide the rest of us. Look at me. Do I look like I can pick up a fucking block?
Yes, I've seen you use magic. You can pick up blocks, so shut up.
You know, I don't know anything about crafting.
Exactly. We need to be there to start going and then establish a camp, and then we can go out and do this other shit.
I really don't like manual labor.
What do our non-participating comrades think?
Okay. Jask is like, oh, I'm so anxious to be rid of this place. If you say the lighthouse completion is paramount, I will do everything in my power to make it so.
But the question is whether or not you want us to come with you now or simply meet you down there later.
Yeah. Do you feel comfortable enough with Pescock's directions and you know,
Pescock's directions?
No, directions.
And a group of you going to the lighthouse by yourselves. I mean, we've cleared out the entire area, and it's not that far.
We cleared out one path, just to be clear.
If you mark this path, I think with the weapons we have available, we should be okay.
Excellent. Tam, would you please draw it in the dirt for them?
No. One opinion is not the group's opinion. Let's make sure we get everyone's voice here.
I agree with Meta.
Gellick's like, yeah, if we can get off of this place, sure. I'll head down there with or without any of you.
Oh, goody. Ishiru.
And I'd be right to do so.
Ishiru, what are your innermost thoughts about this plan?
Hey.
I think that means yes.
Sasha?
Oh, I hate to leave Jarwin.
He could go with.
I mean, he was wanting to come with y'all anyway.
He did. Shh, don't tell anybody.
That's not accurate.
Of course she doesn't want to leave Jarwin, but I think for the greater good, she understands she's more needed down there at the lighthouse.
She's a strong, independent woman.
That's right.
Big, brilliant woman. Like a brick house.
Yes.
Tam will also bring this up. It's like, Jason, as a player, I hate the idea of sending them off by themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, I think there's a high chance one or more of them will die. But
understandable, because there's crabs, Eurypterids, Gemorphodons,
Shiv dragons. We don't know if there's not another Red Mountain Devil or Red Mountain Little Devil, or
we don't know if there's one dead.
Red Mountain Larger Devil.
We don't really know much about this island, but as a character, I'm also a little concerned that if we don't fix this problem with the ghost, it might come and kill Pescock. And I know that's not a concern for all of you, but if it comes up here and can't find anybody, it may just freak out and attack the nearest thing.
Meta just
it's also not going to take us a whole day to get down there and get settled to walk back up here. I don't understand why it's such a big deal. It took us an hour to get here.
It did not take you an hour.
According to your timetable, it took us an hour to walk from the lighthouse to Pescock. He said 8 miles.
No, it took us like 4 hours.
Well, the timetable's way off then. Between because we stopped and talked
this
to
is a crazy island.
The Dryad for a long time,
and
too.
And that's why my opinion comes in, is she said we took out all of these evils. I mean,
well, that's
she
just
didn't
what
even,
she knew of.
Even, well, yeah, but she's been here for like hundreds of years.
Yeah, but she said she can only travel so far from her grove. She can only go 300 yards from her grove.
But the grove was kind of on the way to the lighthouse.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean she knows everything that's in the area. That's just what she knew of that she wanted us to help.
What if Sasha stays with us and they all go on together?
That defeats. Will that make you feel better? It still defeats the purpose of starting the construction on the lighthouse to get us off the island. That is of paramount.
And I think the biggest disagreement is just whether or not, is like most of it, the rest of us, I think, feel that the NPCs can handle the construction.
And the starting of the construction is going to be the most difficult, is why I think we should all go down there, even if it's only for 2 hours, to leave and then go take care of this, and we can go back later. Like, the longer we put it off, I mean, just the longer we're going to have to be here. Yeah. You know.
So you're basically arguing whether or not you escort them down or not? Is that what I understand?
Well, he's arguing. The rest of us are kind of
what
like,
are important or not. I guess.
Matt still thinks that they're in danger. I mean, he still feels that the loss of Eris was kind of on them for leaving them for so long.
Well, I didn't know Eris, so, I mean.
She was way more fun than you.
Oh, well, all right, cool. Well, I got an idea. Why don't you and Nath escort the freaking people, and the three of us will go find out what the four of us. Yeah, me. Yeah. Forgot to count myself. And we'll go find out if we can put the ghost to rest, and perhaps there will be some treasure, which you will not get a share of because you weren't along.
Uh-huh.
Well, man, I'll give you something. I'm just trying to... Okay.
That may not be a bad idea. It gives them enough protection that we could at least defend and run if needed, and not that I doubt Ishiru or Jask could take care of themselves, but Sasha, I don't think, is much of a fighter.
I think that's quite the opposite. She was trained by her mother to be a red mantis.
Right, I beg to differ. She's quite formidable.
She may have hated it and not wanting to do it, but she was still trained by her mama.
And as far as it goes, I know Pezcock and I don't see eye to eye, but he doesn't need to be killed by some crazy Captain Kink.
So the four of us could go scout and then just wait for you to show up, and you know, we'll have a lot of information at least, hopefully.
All right, split the party. Britt's excited.
I'm just still laughing about Captain Kink.
Oh,
it's Kink Carrion, if I remember.
Kink Carrion.
Hey, you used to go to Bona,
and it's a hook.
We're so middle school sometimes here.
Okay, so are you two going to go escort the others to the lighthouse, and the four of us are going to go look for the Brine Demon? Is that what is it? Are we good with that? Are you good with that?
I'm not really good with that, but if that's what you guys are going to do, that's what you're going to do.
Are you scared?
No, I'm just.
You know, he's worked as an escort before. He didn't really like it.
Yeah.
Not eager to get back to it.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. Were you an escort?
Yeah.
Where'd you work?
I'd rather not talk about it right now.
Oh, you're one of those escorts. Nothing to be ashamed. It's good, honest money for a little dirty work. That's all.
They'd give Joe in 2 bits, and he had to give him change.
Ooh. Oh, he's much pretty. He's much too pretty for that. No way. No way.
They're like, good thing he can sing.
Oh, that makes the jokes too easy.
He's a pretty good dancer.
Thanks.
Anyway.
He was a private dancer. Dance for money.
Can't get it anymore.
Yeah, I think that's the plan.
All right.
Who's on first?
Yes, he is.
Was Pezcock going to go with us to the lighthouse, or was he going to stay here?
Pezcock was going to stay at his home.
From what I understood, the only thing of that was that he didn't want to go off the island. I didn't catch him saying he wasn't going to...
This is my home.
Yeah, like he didn't want to leave the island. I didn't hear
him say this crab right here, this is my home. That's fine. You goofy.
He left it once with us, never doing it again.
Okay, that's fine.
Made
I mean,
highly irregular.
I wasn't there during that conversation, so...
He has a shit sense.
Yeah.
While this whole debate's going on, Ronan's got a glass, and he slides over, and he pours a little bit of that rum into it. And
gin. Purified food drink.
It's still gin.
And he hands it to Artemis. And he sits there. He's drinking out of the bottle, watching this whole debate take place.
So I think we've agreed to break the cardinal rule and split the party.
And this time, not just around a corner.
It worked so well for Jarwin last time.
Yeah.
It's good times. I mean, I've got like 3 backup character ideas. Bring it on. Each one gets progressively more and more obnoxious.
I look forward to that one you told me about.
Inconceivable.
Those are for Skull and Shackles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I look forward to that one.
Yeah, I have some doozies ready for Skulls and Shackles because I fully expect lots of death in that one.
I don't.
Oh.
No, yeah. I'm sure we'll be fine. So.
I'm sure we'll be fine.
I mean, I've been a smart ass to the captain, the first mate, the whole time.
Yeah, even though they specifically said you talk back or you talk to the captain and we'll kill you, and you've just immediately broke the rule like 6 times, and they're just like, Shut up! Quit it!
He thought I was a benevolent GM. Kurt's even a softer touch than I am.
Oh, I'm sure I'll get my payback.
I bet.
Yeah. So, to the east. I'm famous for being gentle.
To the east.
To the east.
To the south.
To the south.
Onward, ho!
Rude.
This episode brought to you by Pete's Chicken Shack.
Rachel's.
I thought it was Rachel's.
No, it's Pete's Chicken Ranch. Pete's Chicken Ranch. Ranch.
Rachel's.
It's the Midwest. We like ranch here.
Ish.
So, GM.
Yeah.
Which group do you want to go with first? The humdrum troop to the lighthouse or the adventurous ones going forward?
That all die.
Huh. That's a great question.
That means there's an encounter on both trails. Good luck,
if
John.
There is an encounter, let's do it at the same time, in the same rounds.
That's not as bad as you think.
Yeah,
I know, it's actually really cool.
You just make sure, like, you just have two separate initiative trackers instead of trying to roll back and forth between each one.
Mm-hmm. I just have the one initiative tracker.
Well, it's very tall. You can split it in half. Top and bottom.
Really, all you need is a baddie one and a baddie two, and you're fine.
Yes, which I do
have that.
Yeah.
I even have a baddie three.
Nice.
Dun, wait, dun, dun.
Wait.
No.
You got a chuck,
too. I could make a baddie four real easy, too.
Yeah. You also need a...
I could make a baddie Sasha, five,
Jask,
too.
Yeah. Ishiro, and Gellick.
No, instead I've got a Shale, a Pez. Oh, we know Pez.
Hey, we got a Pez.
Hey, there's one out of five or whatever.
He didn't want to leave
Pez isn't
because he's weird.
Right. Well, maybe...
Hey, as an introvert, I fully understand the concept of wanting to stay home.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. On a deserted island.
Maybe this is a three-way split. Did you ever think of that?
Whoa.
Ooh.
Are you going to sit there and play with yourself?
That'd be an awesome podcast, wouldn't it?
Wow.
Yeah.
And Pezcock gets attacked by the ghost.
That's referred to as an audio drama.
Yeah.
Or writing a book.
Right?
So audibly.
It'd be the most interesting combat ever. And Pezcock fumbles, and the enemy fumbles, and Pezcock fumbles, and the enemy
basically, which one draws the fumble card that kills them first?
Exactly. I was about to say, who gets that one?
And the ghost stabs itself in the heart and dies.
Our combats would be over like for four or five rounds, and he's still going at it.
That was pretty good, Pete. So, you know what? I guess I'm going to hold my judgment till next time on Shield Bash. So, thank you all for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. Goodbye.
Shield Bash is made in association with Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at shieldbash.net, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevere. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.